Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, how do I change a bad trading habit?
Change a bad trading habit. Okay. I'll give you two techniques. So I'm just going to look at this from a psychology point of view. Okay. So the first thing is you're somehow being rewarded for doing this habit. Okay. This is like the behaviorism approach for anyone who's been through a psychology course. So what you want to do here is you want to set up, and the really good book, I'll put a link to it in the show notes, is the Charles Duhigg book. I don't know if anyone has read that one, the Duhigg book about building habits. Yeah, so I would definitely have a look at the Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. But the idea here is this, that you want to reward yourself for basically doing whatever you want to do, not the bad habit. So let's say, for example, that I have a bad habit of closing my trades before they reach the ultimate target or before the trailing exit kicks them out or whatever it is. I'm just closing my trades too early. All right, so what you can do is you can create a routine that essentially you get rewarded, just like, you know, we've all heard of Pavlov's dogs. You get rewarded for doing the right thing. So let's say that I know that I usually take profit too early. I don't let my trailing exit get me out of my trade. And instead I go, oh, I think it's going to turn around here. I'm going to get out. And then of course, sometimes I'm right, you know, and the market kind of turns around about that area. But sometimes the market's just retracing and even my trailing exit would have been triggered and I would have been, you know, the market would have given me another 50% more profit. So I'm kicking myself, right? Going, why did I do that? So what you do is you go, okay, you need a cue. So when I take my trade, then I have to like write it down in my journal, let's say, okay, why did I buy the Aussie yen right here? I bought it because of this. So you write it down in your journal, right? And you say on the exit, you give yourself a rating, let's say like out of a 10, 0 to 10 rating on how well did I do my exit. And so your cue is the writing in the journal, right? That's your cue, okay? Now, when I actually close my trade out, or when it, let's say I'm just letting my trailing exit do it, and it's like a script or an EA or whatever that takes my trade out for me, if I let the EA do it and the script do it without human intervention and me jumping in and going, oh no, well, it's Friday, it's almost the end of the week, I should just get out of this trade anyway. If I can always get back in next week, you know, if I want to re-enter it or whatever, you know, instead of doing that, you just let it go. And at the end of your trade, you give yourself a rating, right, based on how well you did on that exit, and then you can pay yourself a reward. So what you're trying to do, you want to basically have the reminder, which is the cue, which is writing it out in my journal, and then the reward is if I did it right, if I actually followed my rules, I get rewarded for that. So you're just rewarding yourself for doing the right thing. So that's one approach, right? But same thing, like the way that you teach a dog to not to say that, you know, we're as bad as dog, but the way you teach a dog to do the duty, you know, do the duty do in the right spot is you don't, like a lot of people, and this happened in my family, you take the dog and if the dog does a duty in the wrong spot, you rub the dog's nose in the duty or whatever, right? I mean, that's just crazy, right? What you do is you wait for the dog to go and do the do-do in the right spot and then you heap praise upon the dog. And so you just wait for it to randomly kind of happen and then you set it up so hopefully it happens. Then once it happens, the dog gets – so what you're doing is you're rewarding that behavior. And every time – if the dog thinks every time I do a duty over here in this patch of grass over there in the corner of the yard, they give me a milk bone, awesome. You know, I'll do it every day, all day long, you know, yeah. That sort of thing. That's kind of what you're trying to do here. The Charles Duhigg book is great if you're into this approach. The other approach is what happens if you've got some subconscious thing that's affecting you. Okay, the best thing that I can offer, the best advice I can offer there, in other words, you know you shouldn't move your stop, but you keep moving your stop, okay? And you've tried everything and you keep doing it. You know it's destroying your results. You know that when you backtest in Forex Tester, it works because you're using your trailing exit, but when you go live, for whatever reason, you keep making this mistake. So what you can do is go to your, find, look up hypnotherapist in your town, find a hypnotherapist, call them up, explain to them what's going on. It's just a, it's a bad habit, right? They can literally, usually what will happen is you can go to the hypnotherapist, they'll hypnotize you, they'll record the session, okay? And then they'll give you the recording. Sometimes it might cost a little extra for that. And then you can listen to that after. So you really only have to pay for the one session and the recording, and then you can do that, right? That's what I would recommend if you feel like it's something that's going on that's subconscious, that no matter what you try, you keep making the same mistake. Go find a good hypnotherapist. They're probably not going to have a lot of experience working with traders. That's okay. Some of them will, but most of them won't. That's usually smoking and losing weight. Those are the two big things that they do. So, but it's okay. You explain to them what it is that you're doing, and they can create a script for you. They will use that script when you go into, and it doesn't matter if you, even if you don't go under deep hypnosis the first session, once you get that MP3 or that DVD or whatever they give you, the CD, that's what you want. And then use that every single day. That's really the way to go there. So I would highly encourage people to look at that as well. So either way, whichever one of those, you know, you think makes the most sense, maybe you try the first one and it doesn't work, then you go find a hypnotherapist. Either way, those are the two ways that I would say would be the best way to kind of overcome, you know, a challenge like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Now I just started listening to Jorge's hypnotherapy session in the forum.
Yeah,
and I found it really interesting. It's really very useful. He gets you really deep down there, and then he puts those things in your head, right? Yeah. Which is really cool.
He's great. You know, do you know that he used to work with pro athletes and stuff, like tennis players and stuff like that?
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's like a well-known dude down in South America. Yeah. So he's awesome. Yeah, Jorge's great. So yeah, so there's the great thing about hypnotherapy is it's everywhere. You know, it's in every country. Mm-hmm. You'll find somebody who's doing it. So it's not that hard. Just make sure you get the recording and then you're good to go.
Cool. Those are great tips. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.